name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Holy Church is celebrating, as you know, the Sunday, and the resurrection of the Lord, and today is also the memory of Saint Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth, who gave the birth to Saint John the Baptist of our Lord and the baptizer of people. The Saint Zacharias was a priest, and it was his turn to be serving. This is what we heard in the gospel. And when he went into the altar for the incensing, in the altar he found the archangel Gabriel, who had talked to him and gave him a wonderful, wonderful news. The point was that the Zacharias had no children, and his wife was also very bothered by it, because at that time, if you don't have any children, that was meant that God did not bless your marriage, because everybody wanted to have children. And by some chance, maybe one of them, the firstborn, will be the Messiah. And this is what all the Jewish people had wanted and waited for. And those who didn't have any children, they were looked down upon. And same thing was happening, of course, to Elizabeth and Zacharias, even though Zacharias was from a being a high priest at that year, and he was also from the honorable lines. And when the archangel had spoken and told him that his wife will have a child, and to name him John, he was, of course, very taken aback. He could not believe that it could happen, because his wife was already old and was not at the age that she could have any more children, and he himself was very old. And so he spoke back to the archangels and said that, and how is it possible, how could it be that I'm, you know, preparing for meeting my Lord and for my death, and you're telling me that we will have a son. And he surely showed a disbelief in it. And so Saint the archangel Gabriel said, well, I'm the archangel of the Lord, and since you did not believe it, and he did ask for a sign. What sign would be there? And the archangel said, well, the sign will be that you shall be silent until the day that it will happen. And he stays in the altar for a while, and has lost his ability to speak, and he was came out to the church and had to show with signs by his hands that he couldn't speak anymore. The people realized he had a vision, and he goes home. And after a while, as the archangel foretold, he has become the father of the little baby. And at a time when the baby was born, and they wanted to call his name Zacharias, but the Saint Zacharias asked to give him a piece of board to write upon, and he had written, his name shall be John. And once he had written that, and he was able to speak, and he prophesied that John is going to be the forerunner of the Messiah, and of Christ, and that he is going to be a great faster, and so on. And we remember from the scripture before that the Mother of God, when she was given the wonderful news that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah, she went to her aunt, who was Elizabeth, and went to the aunt and told gave the auntie greetings, and the little baby in the womb of Elizabeth was jumping in joy in there, and Elizabeth recognized that the mother of the Messiah had come to see her. It was a wonderful prayer then that the Mother of God has stated that we say in every, just about, all night vigil, the words of the Mother of God, which we then add to the words, the more honorable than the cherubim, the uncompared, more glorious than the seraphim. And the little baby, being still in the womb of the mother, the future John the Baptist, he was filled with grace, even in his womb. So said the angel, he foretold that it is going to happen. Well, when the Lord was born, and Herod decided that to kill the Lord Jesus Christ, he has ordered his soldiers to come and destroy all the children. And he also heard about John's birth, that the forerunner of the Lord, and he ordered him to be also to be killed and destroyed. And when the mother Elizabeth found out about it, that Herod's soldiers are going around in Bethlehem and killing all the babies, and they're going to go to her area too, she ran away from a town and went into the mountain. And as she went to the mountain, all of a sudden she saw the soldiers behind her, that they're coming closer. And she was standing in front of the mountain, and she went on her knees, and she cried out to the mountain, give us shelter, open up yourself and give us shelter. And of course, asking through the Lord, believing that the Lord would do that. And the mountain actually did open up its rock and let her inside of the mountain and closed the rock back again. And so when the soldiers came up, they couldn't find Elizabeth with the child. And the Lord made a cave right there in that mountain for Elizabeth and the little baby, John. And he also made a little spring that sprang up, and to give them water. And a fig tree grew also quickly. And when they were getting hungry, and the fig tree would actually bow down branches. And they would be able to, the mother would take the fruit and be able to feed herself. And of course she was feeding a little baby also. But Herod was after Zacharias and demanded that he would turn over, tell where the baby is, because they had to kill him. But Zacharias says, this is my turn of serving, and I will not give up my child, and I don't know where he is. And they went back to Herod, and Herod said, well, if you don't, if he will not tell you where it is, then kill him also. And so they went back, and they threatened Zacharias that if he won't tell him where the baby is, then they will kill him. And Zacharias says, I will not tell you where the baby is because I don't know, but as far as for me, well, you kill me, but you cannot kill my soul. My soul will go to the Lord. And they murdered him right between the altar and the church, as the Lord later on made it clear in the gospel. So, what is the day of how significant it is for us in our life today? Well, first of all, we see the great miracles. The miracle how the Lord wanted to save the little baby John to be a prophet and the highest of the prophets, and to foretell and to prepare the people for the coming of the Lord, and how nothing is impossible for him, how he just opened up the mountain and give shelter to Elizabeth with her child, and how the Zacharias, being a prophet and a priest, had absolutely no fear of death, and how he willingly was willing to be killed because he knew, he believed without any question in the life after death, and that he would go to the Lord. Of course, you know, at that time many people didn't believe in the life after death, and they were the so-called party of Sadducees, that they did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Yet they also belonged as if to the church, but they were not really part of the believing, as the Pharisees did believe properly that there was a life after, and that there was angels and devils, but the Sadducees didn't believe. But of course Zacharias did believe, and he went to the Lord. So we should never despair, no matter how difficult things seem to be for us, no matter how you're being, seems in the trouble that you just cannot, there's no way out. Just like Elizabeth, she seemed to have no way out. The mountain was before her, and there was no opening in it. There was no way she could be saved, that she could, that she would not be caught by these soldiers. And yet she had the faith that can move mountains, what the Lord later preached about and said, that if you have faith that you tell to the mountain to move, it will move. And here she had the faith that the Lord would cover her in the mountain, and he did. But she lived in there, in that mountain, with the little baby in that cave for 40 days, and then she died also. And left the baby, 40 days old baby she left him, and the angel from heaven came and took care of the baby and fed the baby, and until he was grown enough to be living in the wilderness, then he came out for preaching of the Lord. So he didn't eat anything, and he never drank any wine or any strong drinks, and he just ate only the akridi, which is I don't know in English, my beloved, we should never despair, no matter how much we seem to be in trouble or our loved ones are in trouble. We always have to develop the faith and work on our faith so that we will never despair again. I will say that we will be able to know that for God nothing is impossible, and God loves us and God wants to save us, and as he wanted and to save St. John, he can save us also at any time. But he gives us trials. He gives us trials. He tests our faith. And we need it. He knows how much faith we have, but we don't. And through trials and tribulations, we're developing more and more faith, because he opens up to us more and more about himself. And we, of course, can never forget that today's day, being the Sunday, is the remembrance of resurrection. And this is what it's all about. All of us have to live on this earth in such a way as to prepare ourselves to be able to do what Zacharias did, by just letting himself go when the time came that he was sure that he'll be able to come to his Maker. And all of us, some of us through old age, some of us through sicknesses, some of us the Lord may take unexpected through accidents and so on, but we should be always prepared to be before our Maker. And to do that, we have to make sure that our heart is burning with love to God and to each other. And work, we must work on this. God doesn't give it to us without our work, because he wants our effort, so that we will grow. His Son, and our Lord Jesus Christ, said, you have to be perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. So let's strive for that with a little more fervor, so that we will be able to also finally come to our, when we come to our end, that without any fear, to give up our soul to the Lord. Amen.